The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Pesachah Shabbos, Daf Lamed Vav. On Amud Beis, the Gemara begins Perek Kira, which refers to many halachas of Bishul. Specifically, Bishul has gezeiros, approximately six main categories of gezeiros that Chachamim instituted, rabbinical decrees that the rabbis instituted, to prevent a person from coming to actually cooking and starting a fire on Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Udvarim harbehein she'asur Chachamim mishum shavus. There are many things that Chachamim made forbidden through a decree. Mehen dvarim asur mipnei shehem domim himlachas. There are things that they made forbidden because they resemble prohibited melachas on Shabbos. Umehen asur ngezer shem yavim mehem isur skila. And there are others because that serve as a safeguard not to chas v'shalom come to an isur skila. There are six main categories of rabbinical decrees that are totally in the halachas of Bishul on Shabbos, of cooking on Shabbos. The first decree was the decree of Shehiyah. A person is not allowed to leave food cooking before Shabbos to continue and to finish the cooking process on Shabbos. We're going to discuss soon exactly what kind of food, how cooked does the food have to be in order to leave it, how uncooked was the gezeirah referring to. But let's first discuss the definition of the gezeirah. Shehiyah means to leave the food from before Shabbos. Now, the Oraisa, as far as the Torah goes, there is no issur to leave food from before Shabbos on a fire, because you're not cooking it on Shabbos, you place it there before Shabbos. So as long as you would do that, you would not run into an issur on Shabbos. However, Chachamim came and enacted a rabbinical decree that you're not allowed to leave the food from before Shabbos. There's another gzeirah that they added, and that was the gzeirah of chazara. If a person takes food off the fire, he is not allowed to put it back onto the fire on Shabbos, because that might lead also to isurim, or because it resembles cooking. Again, shehiyah, leaving food from before Shabbos, is also because we're afraid he might actually cook. More specifically, Rashi explains that to mean Shema Yechata, he might stir the coals under the pot, so that might come to cooking. And Chazara resembles cooking by putting it onto the fire on Shabbos. Looks like you're going ahead and cooking. Some people say also, some places can speak out, that also could be, we're afraid that a person might come to stir the coals. So far we have two gezeiros that they asked. One is shehiyah, one is chazara. The third one is hatmana. A person is not allowed to insulate a pot from before Shabbos in any kind of material that is going to increase the heat of the food that's in the pot. And also, as well, the second part of the gezeirah of hatmana was that on Shabbos, a person is not allowed to insulate a pot even with something that will not necessarily increase the heat, but just retain the heat level of the pot. That is also usur to do. That's the gezeirah of hatmana. There were three other gezeiros that also are related to Bishul. That is the gezeirah of teledas chama. A person is not allowed to cook something on a surface that was heated up through the sun. That's called secondary solar power, solar heat. Even though he's allowed to cook something directly from the sun, but on a surface that was warm through the sun, that already resembles, to someone who is not aware of how it heated up, a cooking similar to to cooking on a regular fire. And there are two other gezeiros. One is tirav beitzim, which is beating raw eggs, and rechitzas kol gufoy, and washing and bathing and showering his whole body. Let us discuss now the the gezeirah of shehiyah, and how it pertains to our daf. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says actually, that kirashi sekua bekasher begvava A person is not allowed to put a tavshil onto the fire from before Shabbos unless the fire was grufa uktuma. Grufa means that you cleaned out the coals from in the oven, and ketuma means that you cover the coals. Now, what exactly, what kind of tavshil are we referring to? Our Mishnah is talking about a gzeirah of shehiyah, and the Chacham came and said that you're not allowed to do shehiyah unless a person clears out the coals from inside. Now, what is the Isser referring to? The general description of the Isser is, the way the Mishnah says it, it seems to be any kind of tavshil that was not cooked. Now, that's actually a machloikas in the Gemara. There's a machloikas Rabbanon and Chananya, if the food was cooked sufficiently for, let's say, to reach a level of Michael Ben Drusoy. Ben Drusoy was the name of a certain bandit, a certain robber, that would eat his food in a barely cooked state. So the Paiskim discuss if that's a third cooked or half cooked, but it's definitely not anywhere near what we would eat food. We're not considered completely cooked in any sense of the word. So according to Chananya, if it's cooked at least a third or a half, that's already sufficiently cooked, and you would not have the problem that he might come to stir the coals on Shabbos. However, according to the Chachamim, as long as the food is not completely cooked, a person might come to stir the coals on Shabbos, and he may not leave such food from before Shabbos on a fire unless he had made sure to clear out the coals. Therefore, he will not come to stir the coals on Shabbos. Now, it's important to mention that according to the Chachamim, that a person cannot leave cooked food unless it's completely cooked. Now, completely cooked actually has another clause to it. If it is completely cooked, but it's if through continuing to cook it will get even better, that is also usur to leave on a fire unless it's grufa ketuma. That is known as mitstamik v'yofaloi, something that gets better through the continuous cooking process. For example, chalent. Chalent is the classical example of something that, even though it keeps on cooking past a fully edible state, it still gets better and better. Many people actually enjoy their chalent very well done, very well cooked. So that would be called mitstamik v'yofaloi, and you would not be allowed to leave that on the fire from before Shabbos. And that would be subject to the Isser of Shehiyah, unless it was grufa uktuma. Now, generally speaking, most foods are considered mitstamik v'yofaloi. If a person is unsure if his food is going to get better by leaving it on from before, the Bir Halacha writes that misafik would go basaroiv, and it would be asr. If a person has a pot that has different kinds of food, some of them get better by staying on the fire longer, some get worse, you go by the roiv, and if it's roiv is beginning of stomach for yofala, you would not be allowed to leave it unless the fire was grufa uktuma, which in practical sense, in our day and age, that would mean covered by a blech, as we're going to speak out later on. The Sharetzion is mashma that the din of stomach for yofala depends on the person, not necessarily on the food. For example, if a person has guests coming, he wants the food not necessarily to be completely burnt. He might want it to be less cooked, or the other, or vice versa. So that would be dependent on mitstamik v'yofaloi. We said before, if a person is unsure, he should be machmer, and he should be careful what to do. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions. There are two opinions how we paskin. Do we paskin like the Rabbanon, or do we paskin like Chananya? That means, if a person has a food that was a third cooked, or half cooked, does he have a problem of leaving it on the fire without a blech or not, without grufa uktuma or not? The Ramah writes, v'noagu l'hoko kesvara achroina, we are noyeg to be makel like the second opinion, which is the opinion of Chananya, that even if it was cooked only k'mayachal ben drusoy, a third of the way cooked, a person is able to be makel and leave it on the fire even without a blech, because we are not afraid that he's going to stir the coals, because at that point it already reached a sufficient level of cooking. The Bir Halacha wants to be medayik from the words of the Beis Yosef, that l'chatchila a person should be nizar to try to do like the Chachamim, not to leave something on the fire unless it was completely cooked from before. The Chazon Ish disagrees with this dikduk of the Bir Halacha, and he says no, that when the Rama was Mekel and Chananya, he was Mekel all the way. And there's no Indian even to be Machmer. Similar ideas mentioned the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and in fact, in many other places in the Mishnah Berurah itself, he does not bring down the Indian of being Machmer. So according to that, if the food was cooked a third or halfway, he would not have a Shaila of Bishul. Now, what exactly is considered a third cooked and or halfway cooked? So now, that's a discussion in the Paiskim. The Chazon Ish says that it depends on the time. Let's say a person knows that it takes a half an hour to cook a certain food item. A 10 minutes would be a third cooked. 15 minutes would be half cooked. That's the way the Chazon Ish figures the amount. Now, there are some Paiskim that have an issue with that because there are certain foods that do not actually cook till the very end of the cooking. Most of the cooking will be, for example, a piece of chicken. A person can cook chicken for a long time, and it will still not be edible until only the last segment of the cooking process. So a third, if you're judging by the time span, would not necessarily be an exact formula to know that it's edible in any sense. There are other places, therefore, that say that it depends simply on the time that it becomes basically barely edible. Kafa Chaim writes the same idea, that if it's nechal, idea dechak, if with difficulty, if a person is really famished and really hungry and he eats it, that's considered Meichel Ben Rusoi, and that would be already mutter to do. It would not be subject to the Isser of Shehiyah. How about drinks by liquid foods? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that when it reaches half of the heating process from the beginning, from when he put it onto the fire, his pot of water, for example, or a soup, halfway from there till it reaches a rolling boil would be Meichel Ben Rusoi. The Igros Moshe writes that as soon as it reaches the level of Yad Se Ledes Boi, that already is considered a third of the way Mevushel. And the Chazon Ish says the opposite, that a third of the way Mevushel must first only be measured after it reaches the level of Yad Se Ledes Boi. Yad Se Ledes Boi means that it's very hot, a person can burn his hand by touching it, he'll pull his hand back. So the Chazon Ish says that third has to be figured afterwards. So a person has to be careful to make sure not to get involved in a shaila and to make sure that his food is reaching at the level of Meichel Ben Rusoi in order to enable the Shehiyah. Now, this shaila of Shehiyah, which we mentioned again, is only if a person is going to leave it on his fire without a blech. So we have a shaila, how cooked is it, what's the level of Meichel Ben Rusoi? But if he has a blech, then again, there's no gzeir of Shehiyah because a blech is the level of Garif HaKotim. That's as if he covered or cleaned out his coals. So therefore, it's important to know that since most people use a blech, so a person would technically be allowed to leave his food, even in an uncooked state, on the blech. However, there are places that mention that even though our meaning is to leave food on the blech, still a person should be careful not to do so, because there are many Paiskim that do not hold that a blech is a sufficient covering to be yoytze the din of Gruf Uktuma, the Chazon Ish notably. And there are other Paiskim also that discuss different problems that can come up if a person is not going to have his food fully cooked from before Shabbos. Therefore, there are many people and many Paiskim that suggest very strongly, and so is brought down in the name of Rav Henkin, that a person should make sure all his food is completely cooked from before Shabbos in order to completely avoid any shaila of Shehiyah according to any opinion from before Shabbos. So therefore, the optimum would be if a person would have his food on a blech and his food was completely cooked before Shabbos. And in the accordance with the minhag of Rav Klal Yisrael, since we do use blech, a person is going to be yotze in this way to avoid all shilas according to anybody, because when the food is completely cooked, a person is safe. Now, it's important to mention that if a person is using a blech, he must also make sure that his blech has a lip in front of it that covers the knobs, because if the knobs are uncovered, then again, you're back to the din of Shema Yechata. You might end up stirring it. So, therefore, a person has to make sure the knobs are also covered in order to avoid the shiloh of Shema Yechata.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shiloh, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.